Committee on Appropriations for Agriculture, Environment, and General Government will now come to order. Julie, please call the roll.
All right. Chair Broder?
Here.
Vice Chair Berman?
Here.
Senator Albritton?
Here.
Senator Boyd? Senator DeSigley? Senator Garcia? Senator Grawl? Senator Gruters? Senator Mayfield? Senator Osgood? Senator Polsky?
Here.
Senator Rodriguez?
Here.
Senator Stewart?
Here.
Senator Trumbull?
Here.
A quorum is present.
Fantastic. Senator Garcia is excused from today's meeting. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak, please fill out a appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the meeting records. And so today we're taking up the budget. Senators, I want to thank all of you for your work over the last year. You've all received a copy of the budget. It was posted online about 5 minutes ago, so now the whole world can see it. Thanks again for the last several months in developing our budget recommendations for the 2023-2024 fiscal year. Enjoyed working with everybody and getting comments in on all the things that our committee finds important. First, I'd like to point out that our funding decisions are going to do great things for the state's environment. We are continuing our long-standing efforts to preserve Florida's unique natural resources and make critical improvements to our environmental and clean water infrastructure. These investments benefit current and future generations of Floridians while also safeguarding Florida's economy as our pristine natural features continue to attract visitors from across the country and around the world. The governor has set a goal of funding for Everglades restoration and water quality issues of $3.5 billion over the next 4 years. Our committee recommendations include over $1 billion for those issues, so we are well over 25% of the way there in year one. Additionally, we are recommending $420 million for our traditional Florida Forever programs. It is important to acknowledge that this level of funding is possible because of our generous GR allocation, which makes up for an approximately $700 million reduction in available funds in the Land Acquisition Trust Fund in the most recent revenue estimating conference. And that bears repeating, is that as our dock stamps have slowed down, we lost approximately $700 million last Monday at the revenue estimating conference from our Land Acquisition Trust Fund. And so completing this budget is a little bit of a challenge given those complexities that we're having to face there. The willingness to shift general revenue back into our budget silo demonstrates just how committed the Senate is to restoration, protection, and preservation of Florida's environment and natural resources. On the governmental operations side of our committee, we are ensuring that our agencies continue to run effectively and efficiently. Within the subcommittee allocation of funds from the general revenue and trust funds, including federal funds, the total budget is $9.7 billion. This includes the addition of 104 positions that are needed within our agencies to help them perform their core mission and assist our fellow Floridians. Some of the major items included in the recommendations before you are the following. Funding of $100 million for the wastewater grant program for our local water quality initiatives. Funding of $140 million for the Resilient Florida program to address the impacts of flooding and sea level rise. The funds are for program projects and to provide planning grants for communities to address these issues. Funding relating to Everglades and water quality protection total over $1 billion, as I mentioned before. Specifically, this is made up of the $564 million for Everglades restoration, $70 million for the C-51 reservoir, $50 million for springs restoration, $40 million for alternative water supply, $110 million for septic to sewer, and wastewater programs, $25 million for TMDLs, and $70 million for water quality improvements in the Indian River Lagoon, Caloosahatchee River Basin, and Biscayne Bay. We put $10 million in for non-point source programs and $31 million to improve water quality and combat harmful algal blooms, $10.8 million for blue-green algae task force, $10 million for harmful algal bloom management, and $10 million for innovative technologies. That's what makes up that $31 million. And finally, over $180 million for local water projects. I would like to note that just like prior years, the specific water project list will be available in Proviso when the GAA is printed on Thursday. So for all the projects that you all have turned in, the water projects are not in there. The rest of your projects might be. So just stay tuned for that on Thursday to see the rest of those funded water projects. Other major issues I'd like to highlight are land acquisition, key area of critical state concern, and Florida Forever programs totaling $452 million, which is an enormous amount this year. $75 million for the Division of State Lands, $10 million for FERDAP grants. These are throughout the state and are extremely important to our communities. $300 million for the Rural and Family Lands Program, $20 million for Keys area of critical concern, and $15 million for Florida Communities Trust. We also put in another $32 million for specific land acquisition projects. Within the Department of Ag and Consumer Services, we put in $35 million for the Florida Forest Service, which includes $17.9 million for equipment, including aircraft, making sure that they have everything they need to do their job. $15 million has been added for feeding programs to help with food insecurity issues throughout the state, including Farm Share and Feeding Florida. We see a number of those bills come through this committee, and we wanted to make sure that we were able to fund those programs appropriately. $19 million for Lake Okeechobee nutrient reduction projects and best management practices through the Office of Water Policy in DACS, and a total of $19.2 million for agriculture education and promotion facilities throughout the state. We've also put in $49.4 million for citrus protection and research. $38 million of that is for applied research and field trials, making sure that we continue to address the concerns of the citrus industry, maybe put an end to greening at some point. Amen. In the Department of Citrus, we are continuing to assist our industry in maximizing the demand and consumption of Florida citrus products by also funding $5 million in marketing and $3 million for plant propagation and development of new varieties. Within the Department of Environmental Protection, we put $50 million into beach restoration, $46 million into state park facilities improvements, $508.9 million in drinking and wastewater revolving loan programs. We put $11 million in small county wastewater treatment grants and an additional 33 positions relating to the permitting program. That's a big deal in DEP. Within Fish and Wildlife, $10.5 million relating to law enforcement issues and improvements, again, keeping with the theme that our folks who are doing the job should be equipped with the best that we can give them, $5 million for nuisance and invasive species, $6 million for boating improvement programs, and $10.6 million for artificial reefs. We had those on coastal areas. It's a big deal for us to make sure we get the artificial reefs going, and so we put money in for that. Within the Department of Financial Services, we put $50 million of additional funding in for the My Safe Florida Home Program, $3.3 million for system connectivity to Florida Palm, $12.6 million in continued IT system enhancements, $11.4 million for the Florida State Fire College enhancements and law enforcement issues, and then $30.8 for local government fire and firefighter services. A lot of this, again, is to make sure our first responders are equipped with the best equipment that we can give them. Once those things run out their useful life, it's imperative upon us to make sure that we give them brand new equipment that makes sure they stay safe on their job as well. Within the Department of Management Services, $113 million for Florida Facilities Pool, which includes $775 million in general repairs, $20 million for capital complex renovations, $6 million each for planning and design of the new Capitol Circle office complex and the new courthouse for the 6th District Court of Appeals, $4 million for security improvements, and $2 million for Memorial Park. We put $20 million in for emergency telecommunication services, and we put in additional staffing for the Florida Commission on Human Relations and the Public Employees Relations Commission. And lastly, within the Department of Revenue, we have $59.4 million for the state's fiscally constrained counties and $4.9 million for our child support partner agencies. A lot to go through. I've been talking for 10 minutes straight here. Are there any questions on the budget as we presented it so far, members? Comments? Oh, there we go. Questions, comments? All right, Senator Albritton, we'll entertain both. How's that? Vice Chair Berman, you're recognized.
Thank you. I just want to make a comment that there's something that we haven't accounted for and that we might want to consider as we move forward, and that's that there is a 5,000-mile wide sargassum seaweed bloom that's heading for Florida, and I think we might want to look into some efforts for help cities and counties do cleanup on that issue as it
okay.
progresses. Thank you. Yeah.
Good point. And well, let's keep it to questions so then we can take appearance forms, then we'll get into comment. We were in all of it, and I messed up, so we got to go back, you know. Any other questions from members on the budget? Fabulous. Well, as you know, doors always open, and as you get things like the comment that Vice Chair Berman just brought up, please feel free to come and make sure we address this as we move throughout the process. I think you all will see mechanically as the notices have come out. We have a full day in appropriations next week where we'll be doing stuff. And so between now and then, please make sure we do that. Appearance forms, we have Richard Pinsky with Gaming Commission budget information. You're recognized to speak, sir. Little light on there.
All right, then.
There you are.
There we go. Okay.
You are recognized.
Mr. Chairman, Richard Pinsky, on behalf of the Florida Council on Compulsive Gambling. We are the folks that administer the Florida's compulsive or addictive gambling prevention program. Forgive the indulgence. I know the committee's got stuff going on, but this is my only opportunity to beg in a group. So picture me on my knees right now. The program has been in existence since 2005. It has not been reviewed since then. There is a substantive bill by Senator Yarbrough, which is going on this session, that hopefully will address that review. But today, the appropriation is funded. The program is funded by $2 million, which are paid for by the eight what we call racinos. Those are the Dade and Broward paramutuals that also have slot machines. Every year, that fund is swept, and we end up with only $1.25 million. This year, again, the governor is proposing $1.25 million. I don't know what this committee and what the Senate is going to do, but I'm here to beg for full funding, not to sweep. Thank God we're not in the land acquisition or any of the other environmental silos. We're in a separate silo, the Paramutual Wagering and Trust Fund silo. So the opportunity to find $750,000, not to sweep it, keep it at full funding, will help meet the 400% increase that online gaming, sports betting, that has exploded in the state of Florida since 2005. Fully fund, $2 million. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Much appreciated and noted. Is there anybody else from the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, we are now in comments from members. Senator Albritton, you are recognized. Leader Albritton.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, still morning. Hey, I've tinkered around in this space for several years, and I think, Mr. Chairman, you deserve some kudos. First of all, there's a huge amount of information that you have to absorb and understand to be able to write a good budget in this space. Yeah, I'm talking about you. And the fact is that you have a great command of this stuff, and you have put a really strong budget out. Excuse me. And you deserve some accolades for that. This budget is great for the environment. I mean, we have to love that. This budget is fantastic for the environment, and we're investing in some very key areas, as most people are keenly aware. Just great job. Great job overall. Thanks for all the efforts.
Well, thank you, sir. And it bears noting that this is the product of a lot of really great folks who have done this for a really long time. I've got two other former chairs on this committee. I've got probably 10 other former members of this committee. We've got a very experienced staff who really is the backbone. And so thank you to Gino and staff for making this a really good product so far. And we're not done yet. And so I really appreciate that. Thank you. Senator Stewart, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And honestly, I may be mistaken, and you can correct me, but isn't this the largest budget we've ever put forth for the environment, meaning that shows our sincere commitment to making things happen this year? And we have certainly a lot of reasons and a lot of things that we need to make changes to, but is this the largest budget we've ever put forward?
Yes, it is. And there are two things, and one thing bears repeating is, yes, it's the largest budget we've ever done. But it would have been really easy for us, with a loss of $700 million in the LATF, for us to just throw up our hands and say, well, that's tough because we'll just have to make it up later. Instead, we as a legislature have decided to backfill that with general revenue that is unrestricted dollars that could have gone anywhere else. And we chose to put them in the environment. And so that is a testament not only to this committee, but really to the entire legislature for saying we said it was important, we meant it, and we're showing you. Senator Mayfield, Leader Mayfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And as being one of those chairmen, along with Chairman Albritton that has chaired this committee, we know how difficult it is to do this budget. But, you know, this is a budget that I think we all can be proud of, and I'm going to echo in Senator Stewart's comments. Not only is it the largest budget that we've had to take care of our environment, but it's consistent. And that is what people have said all along. If we're going to take care of our environment, if we're going to do these large water projects, we can't put money in this year and not fund it next year. And I think that's the commitment that we have shown over the last several years is the fact that we are serious about doing these water projects, and we are going to have the money there, and we're going to have a plan put together on making sure that these projects start, but more so that these projects are completed. We didn't get here overnight on the pollution in our waterways, and we're not going to solve it overnight. But there has to be a commitment to make it happen, and I think that this administration, I think you have, I think the previous chairs have made that a commitment to make sure our environment is clean. And I want to commend you for doing this. This is a great budget, and I look forward to seeing the final product on the floor.
Thank you very much. Anybody else with any comments? All right, seeing none, Senator Stewart makes a motion to allow staff to make technical adjustments. Without objection, see that motion adopted. Motion by Senator Albritton to accept the Appropriations Committee on Agriculture, Environment, and General Government Fiscal Year 2023-2024 Senate Budget Proposal as a recommendation to the full Senate Appropriations Committee. Without objection, show that motion adopted. We had no votes, so we do not need to be recording any, having anyone has missed a vote. And seeing no other business before the committee, Senator Berman moves we rise. Without objection, show that motion adopted. We are adjourned.
Okay. You want to come by?